This goes to Dr. Ashwini, A-S-H-W-I, N like November, I. Fax 989-953-5329. Regarding Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, last name is Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Date of birth 7/26/1937. Dear Dr. Ashwini, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Campbell with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was October 4th of 2023. Now he is on palliative care since his last visit, and he's been becoming weaker. And therefore, we are doing the telemedicine visit today. He's had a Foley catheter in place since November of 23. He was having difficulty urinating and emptying his bladder. That worked very well, and he saw a urologist in the Okemos, Michigan area who believed it would be best to leave the catheter in place. And it gets changed periodically, and he's had no infections, urinary tract infections, with the catheter in place. And he is doing well on palliative care currently. His weight is stable. He eats fairly well. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Protonix was changed to Pepcid 20 milligram daily. I wanted to highlight the Jardiance 25 milligram daily and spironolactone 50 milligram daily. Also, Lasix is 40 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 205 pounds, pulse 51, and blood pressure is 115 over 57. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 1st of 2024. His estimated GFR is 30 with a creatinine of 2.1 currently. Calcium 8.9, sodium 140, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 26.9, albumin is 3.6. And the last CBC I have was 918 of 23. Hemoglobin is 13.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, hypertension is well controlled on current antihypertensives. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, urinary retention with current indwelling Foley catheter. The patient should continue to have lab studies every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.